cable logging is basically just a method for removing timber that was cut. So it's used on steep slopes where we can't get normal ground-based equipment and where we probably were going to be doing hand felling, so using people on the ground to cut timber, and we can't get it out of there any other way. So it uses a skyline yarder usually at the very top of a steep area, and then they string a cable down to an endpoint, and then you kind of move the material up that cable logging corridor.
In other regions of the U.S., cable logging has often been associated with clear cutting. Would it be synonymous with clear cutting here, and can it be done in an environmentally conscious way?
The cable logging here is not going to be used for clear cutting. No part of our proposal in any alternative is using it, clear cutting. This is just basically a way to remove the timber off of the mountainside that's really steep. And so the prescriptions are going to be more of a restorative kind of prescription, so clumps and groups, some openings, much more dense than what's usually done up north, too. So we're not proposing clear cutting anywhere.
Why is cable logging, something never before done in this area, an option that the Forest Service has deemed appropriate for this project?
Well, the majority of the Cocodino, for example, is relatively flat. So it's usually less than 40% slopes, and we don't normally treat above that. Or if we do, we limit it to hand thinning. So this is the first project, at least on the Cocodino, where we have steep slopes and not ponderosa pine. We're treating a mixed conifer, and that's kind of new to us, too. Normally, this mixed conifer is on steep slopes, and we just kind of leave it all alone. So that's why we're using or proposing cable logging and, in one alternative, helicopter logging, because that's the only way to actually get that stuff off the mountainside.
What does cable logging accomplish that hand thinning doesn't?
It removes the timber. If we just go up there and hand thin, we'll have to pile in place and burn those piles or just leave them scattered, which actually would raise the risk of fire again. So it's just another way to move the timber off the mountainside.
And what are the possible environmental impacts of cable logging? Is there a downside to it as you see it?
Well, the main downside to cable logging would be probably the 12-foot corridor that's required to be able to move the timber up the cable. So in that 12-foot swath, everything has to be removed, not down to bare mineral soil, just the trees and the brush. And that's, keep in mind, stem to stem, so tree to tree. It's not the canopy, so there's still canopy that goes over that 12-foot. But that's a big concern. Another concern is also for safety reasons for OSHA. You have to remove all the snags that are in the area where people are working on the ground outside of a closed cab, so outside of a machine. And that's just for safety reasons. All the hazard trees have to be removed. So that's a concern for wildlife primarily.
You know, if a fire did occur post-treatment, let's say in the Dry Lake Hills, is there anything in the cable logging, but is there anything having to do with cable logging that would, in fact, prevent flooding?
So we've looked really closely at those cable logging corridors and any concerns with additional erosion. I know that's a big concern of citizens at Flagstaff and of our analysis team. We actually have some best management practices, BMPs, in place so that if we do see something like increased erosion or the potential for that, we have measures in place before we even get to that point. So, for example, putting in water bars if for some reason we get down to bare mineral soil, which we don't anticipate doing, or slash mats, different ways to kind of decrease or divert the flow down those cable logging corridors.
Has cable logging been used in a successful way in the Mountain West in the way that that the Forest Service is proposing for this specific project? Has it been successful in preventing wildfire or being part of a prescription that prevents wildfire?
You know, that's a good question. Cable logging hasn't been used extensively in the Southwest. We are aware of about two instances, like on the Mescalero Apache tribe's land. They've used some cable logging, and we're talking with them about some benefits or concerns that they've had, and they never noticed any increased erosion off of those cable logging corridors. It's also been used in the White Mountains, but keep in mind that those prescriptions were vastly different than what we're proposing here. We believe that those prescriptions were more tied to clear cutting or harvesting, like removing timber for timber purposes, instead of reducing the risk of wildfire or the secondary issue of restoration. So in terms of in the Southwest, it's pretty limited what we've seen with cable logging, but we're talking to people that have done it recently and talking to people in the Northwest also about what they've seen up there.
Are there any alternatives to cable logging that would be on the heavier side of treatments? Is there an alternative that isn't so associated with clear cutting that would achieve the goals that the Flagstaff Watershed Protection Project and the Forest Service have set out?
Well, our alternative three looks at using helicopters and specialized steep slope equipment instead of cable logging, just to compare those different impacts. And they're the same prescribed treatment, so we'd be removing the same kinds of trees out of both of those alternatives. It's just the removal method that would be different. So we've looked at those two, and there's different impacts under each. For example, cable logging actually has been shown, when done correctly, to have less impacts on soils, less ground disturbance than ground-based equipment. And helicopter logging is very expensive, so there's some trade-offs with that too. So it would have to be very, very limited or very precise about where we want to utilize that kind of resource. So those two alternatives are kind of a good side-by-side because it's the same proposal but different harvesting methods.
Especially for the Dry Lake Hills area, I think something that a lot of people are concerned about is the so-called view shed, and which is essentially what you see from town. If cable logged, there would be some effect on the aesthetic nature of what you see from town. Tell me a little bit about how the Forest Service, how the project is contending with the knowledge that people, you know, ultimately are very interested in the aesthetic beauty of the area, and how would cable logging affect that?
So we took a close look at that because that's a concern of ours too. We have a scenery analysis in our DEIS that looks at that, and one of the things to point out is, like, for example, on Mount Eldon, which is obviously very visible from Flagstaff, we're not proposing cable logging from the top all the way to the bottom because there's no real need. There's a lot of rocky ground in there that's not really a risk of wildfire. So it would be the top uppermost slopes. And yes, there would be some impacts to the visual quality of that area. And so some of the ways that we've talked about working around that is, you know, when it comes time to draft a decision, maybe those areas we look at investing on helicopter logging in those areas, or maybe we just do hand thinning and get a little bit less reduction in wildfire risk. But if that's what the citizens of Flagstaff are really concerned about, you know, maybe we take a little bit less of a reduction in the risk of wildfire, but we maintain our scenic values. So there's some options out there for treatment, but still not losing the character of Flagstaff.
Would it have more or less impact on the environment to do lighter treatments like hand thinning every few years in a specific area, or would it ultimately have less impact on the environment to do one heavy treatment with a longer lasting result, such as cable logging?
I guess that depends on who you talk to. So the benefits of hand thinning are a lot more short term. So you can only really remove trees up to, we always say 9 inches because there's limitations on how much people can move on the ground. You can fell higher diameter trees, but it's harder to move those around. So if you can only thin up to, like, let's say 9 or 12 inches, then are you really affecting enough change on the ground to reduce the risk of wildfire? In hand thinning, you have to pile that stuff. You can't really move it off the mountainside. So in the short term, there's additional risk to wildfire because there's heavier fuel loading. So you're kind of almost in a waiting game to make sure that you have enough time for those piles to dry out before you burn them, but also taking the chance that a wildfire could come through there and burn hot. So short-term impacts are probably a little bit less in terms of visual, in terms of wildlife impacts, you know, and impacts to soils, but you might not be getting the same kind of benefits, and especially in the long term because that stuff grows back pretty quickly. So, you know, with stuff like cable logging or the heavier treatments that we can implement using cable logging or helicopter logging, the short-term impacts are definitely greater than hand thinning, but the long-term benefits are also greater.
What in your mind is the most important thing for the public to know when considering the options on the table for the Watershed Protection Project?
I'd say that their comments really do matter and that it's not a voting process, so it's not really that helpful to get a comment that says, hey, I vote for alternative two or I vote for alternative four. What we really need is specific input. Like, for example, the view shed of Flagstaff really concerns me. I'm worried about cable logging on the face of Mount Eldon. You know, that's something we take into account because it affects your quality of life, you know, or if you're concerned about a certain trail and you see on, like, Google Earth KMZ that we're proposing cable logging right across that trail, you know, and you're really concerned about that because you're worried that it might damage the trail or ruin the experience after the project is over. Like, those kind of comments are really useful for us because we take that into account. And keep in mind that it could be a blend of all four of them. We could defer some areas from treatment completely. We could incorporate a little bit of cable logging, a little bit of helicopter logging, a little bit more hand thinning. It's really all the options that we analyzed are on the table for mixing.
Well, Aaron, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.